Mind the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
G'day, Emily. It's Scott. I just missed your call.
I was just calling to see how Josie is going.
Oh, thanks for that. I thought you might have been there. She's going really well. She's
fantastic.
She doesn't like me, obviously, swaddling her and giving her the two doses every day. Excuse me.
No. I was telling your brother, though, that you can put it on a little piece of, like, a crusket or a little piece of bread or something like that. So that way you don't have to handle her too much.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to work with her. She'll she'll grab the food and throw it.
Right. Yes, then unfortunately manhandling is the way.
Manhandling is the way. No, she likes to distribute her food everywhere.
Ah, and, typical Corella.
Typical Corella, and she's taken it personally that there's not a lot of sunflower seed in her food mix.
Yeah.
So she's having a bit of a sook about that.
Yes, but she's still eating okay. Other than
well, I can't tell. I can't tell. She's chewing at her corn. I think she's nibbling at the apple. But I can't see evidence that she's eating a lot of her mix. I was going to say I was wondering if it's the painkillers. You know, that she'd be hungry by now.
She would be, but they do put up quite a protest when it comes to when you make a bit of changes in their diet. They're a bit funny like that. But the best way to tell if she is eating is if she's passing feces and what they sort of look like and how much. So if it looks sort of around the same as what she would normally do, or if it's less, if it's a different colour, consistency, those sorts of things.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
She
otherwise she seems all right. She's obviously learning. The first thing she tried to do was to launch herself into a nesting box, and of course that was a major fail.
Yep.
So she's learning to get around with obviously claw and beak.
Yeah.
And there's the way that the walk-in cage is, there's ample opportunity for her to do that. It's basically all cage-sided, so she can grip everywhere and get around.
Yeah, and you've managed to move some of those perches down lower so that way she doesn't have any falls or anything like that?
No, that's right. No, she's all good there. She's got two levels to walk along and little ramps that she can go up and...
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Yep. Thanks, Emily.
Excellent. No, that's all good. We did just have to book her in for a post-op check sometime this week, but you're welcome to give us a ring back if now's not a good time to make that appointment.
Yeah, I'll just see possibly next... You're not open on Saturdays?
We are open on Saturday, yeah.
That would probably be the best time for me to bring her in.
No problem. I'm booked up in the morning, so 11 is my first available.
Perfect.
Alrighty, I'll pop you in there, and if you need to change it for any reason, just give us a ring, alrighty?
No worries, Emily.
Alrighty, and that one's a complimentary post-op check, so there won't be any charges unless she needs more medication, but I doubt it if she's going well.
Thanks for that, Dale.
No worries at all. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Alright, bye.